are you thinking about starting a new career in sales, or maybe you started selling cars and you're not getting what you want, right? This is the episode for you. Hi, I'm David Lowe, the Automotive Sales Coach. Welcome to Prepare to Win podcast. Today's episode is going to be a great one focused on maybe people out there are thinking about changing careers, or maybe people just started selling cars and are not seeing the success they thought. So I've asked a new salesman, Brandon Long, to be with us today. He's at the Academy Jeep dealership in Tipton, Indiana. And for those of you who don't know, Tipton is a very small town. And we're going to talk about what you've seen so far and how you've come along and what you think of the car business. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So remember, every episode that we do is focused on giving you tips on how to live and work with excellence. And sometimes that means, hey, where am I at in my career? And is this going to take me where I want to go? Sometimes living with excellence is self-examination. Am I in the right road to get to where I want to go?
Yep.
Now, obviously, you thought your last career wasn't the road you wanted to be in, and you made a decision to change, right?
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yep.
And you had a good career.
Pretty good career, absolutely, man. All right, I had it made.
So let's talk. Let's start with, you're in a job now. Is it the right job for you? Should you make a move? And should it be car sales? So let's just talk about the job you had.
Yeah, for sure. So I was at FedEx for 7 years, worked my way up from the bottom all the way to the top, was in a management position. Found out the hard way that I would either have to wait 10 to 15 years to get another promotion or just get lucky one day, right? And I wanted to be able to put my own effort into what I was going to make out of a job, and it just wasn't it. So I wanted to get into sales, and I wanted to do it for somebody that was ethical. Chariot Automotive Group is really good in that sense, and I'm able to get win-win sales and really make a change in people's lives and do it in a way that I like doing it.
So you went from a pretty good salary.
Yep, pretty good salary.
To a commission job. Because the pretty good salary was capped, time and time served.
Exactly.
Right? So we talk about selling cars as being one of the best kept career secrets. One of the things we talk about, of course, is the fact that you're not capped by time served.
Exactly.
That's how I became a manager at 23.
Yep.
What you do and how you do it matters. So you had a secure job making good money.
And just to let you know, 20 hours a week on a salary.
Yeah.
Wow. 20 hours a week.
Wow.
Because I managed a team. I was able to get it down pat. Everybody, you know, did the work and did what they were supposed to do. So I showed up whenever I wanted and left whenever I wanted.
Wow, rock and roll. So that sounds like a cushy job. And you're like, hey, it's not going to get me to where I want to go.
Exactly.
So you decide to come sell cars, right?
Yep.
And so you've been selling, what, 2.5 months?
My first day on the floor was February 1st.
February 1st. Okay.
Yeah.
And in February, how did you do?
I got 11 cars out.
Okay.
Yep.
And let's talk about your income for a minute.
Yeah, for sure.
If we would annualize your February income, what would it turn into? So take your February income times 12.
Yeah, yeah, $132,000.
Okay.
Yep.
Your first month selling cars made $11,000.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, now March, first month was lucky, right?
Exactly.
What'd you do in the second month?
15 in the second month, my man. Yep.
And income?
A little over 11,000 again.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. We tell everybody that this is the best kept career secret. We tell everybody that what you do and how you do it matters. So many people start selling cars and they're not seeing those type of results.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, we have people that were at this dealership already that weren't getting those results, have been working here for a while.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about what does it take to get those type of results. And by the way, I believe, can I tell you something? That's what I found in the car business. I believe I didn't know about it. I mean, did you get told about it in high school?
Hey, absolutely. Absolutely.
What
not.
A great career choice. Yeah. And most people don't know. And then when you think about car salesmen, you think, yeah, those guys, right? I mean, so we got that stereotypical cultural thing.
Exactly.
I found, though, when I started selling cars that, wow, these people selling cars 5, 6, 7 years, I'm already selling more of them and making more of them.
Yep.
How can that be? So that kind of turned me on, thinking that I was in control of my own future and the fact that I could control my income based on how good I was and how much I was willing to do.
Yeah,
you're finding that out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So a lot of people that get in the car business, they get in it and they kind of show up and they kind of wait for things to happen. That hasn't been you.
Sitting around the coffee pot, having a conversation, doing their normal thing, like they're like they have that safety net. But that's the thing about the job is you have no safety net.
Yeah.
So you got to bet on yourself every day.
Yeah. Right? So there's people who want somebody else to be responsible for them.
Exactly.
That's not the job for them.
Nope. Because you're your own entity.
That's
right. At the end of the day, you make your own schedule. You make whatever you get whatever you put into it.
Yeah.
Right. So it's if you need constant guidance and assistance every minute of your day. Not the job.
Not the job for you. I agree with that point. So let's talk about you then. What made you different? What made you a success? Talk about what you did to get here.
Yeah, I'll tell you. If I started in this business right out of high school, I would have been one of those guys.
Yeah.
Right. So I had a little bit of experience under my belt under a Fortune 500 company. It gave me a lot of, just experience in general. And it
life experience working for
life experience.
Business.
And then not to mention, I have a 5-year-old.
Ah,
so that's an easy one to come to work for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, knowing that down the road, if I want her to go to IU or wherever she wants to go, you know, that's really easy. And that's a huge thing is that, you see a lot of guys, especially in a business like this, that they don't have a why.
Yeah.
And they just come to work and they sit around the coffee pot and they don't care about that safety net. You got to have a reason why. And a huge thing that I learned is you have to ask really, really high level questions, you know? So that's how you learn.
Yeah.
And just to be honest, I went through your sales training 3 times total.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
3 times.
And the first month, that's all I did when I went home.
Isn't that
cool? I watched the first time, did all the videos, and then watched it 2 more times.
Isn't that cool?
So, but once you have a resource like that, you have to understand how to utilize those resources. A lot of people will have every resource given to them, and they don't know how to utilize them.
Wow.
So that's a huge one too. You know what I mean? So,
let's just talk about that. So, we have training all over. We have so many rooftops and so many salespeople.
Yep.
And I hear managers all the time, how do I get them to train?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So there's different things there where this is not a management or leadership course. We have plans for that, by the way.
Yep.
Setting expectations and helping people become better, right?
Absolutely.
A manager's job is to help lift people up. Maybe people without your life experience that haven't taken personal responsibility yet. But you said it. That's how I got into business. Nobody told me. I didn't get training. So I walked around with a 3x5 card. And when I heard something I liked, I wrote it down.
Exactly.
And then I would practice it. And I remember we had a walk around contest. I mean, I just started selling cars. And it was to present a car in 10 minutes, right? And I don't know cars. I'm not mechanically inclined, especially at 20.
Yeah.
But I took home the books and I practiced and I wrote my walk around out word for word. I did it over and over.
Yeah.
And out of this big group of salesmen, I got second. And that kind of solidified the career for me, thinking that if I could just start and I prepare myself, I'm already better than all these other guys.
Right.
What can't I do?
Exactly.
But it takes personal responsibility. So I had that. You had that. What do you think? You think the why is why people aren't taking personal responsibilities or something else?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I heard this about a month ago. I'm not going to say who it was. A guy made a really, really good commission check off a car deal, north of $3,000, right off one car. It's really good. Take home. And I said, how'd that car deal go? And he goes, well, I don't have to work the rest of the month, which is funny. And you probably hear that a lot. But in my eyes, I want 8 more of those for the month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a why, and you have to have that fire lit under you.
Yeah.
You know, and I could definitely see, I've only been doing it for a couple of months. I could definitely see getting a couple of years down the road, kind of declining, falling into that slump, you know, not being as motivated, just like with every other job you'd ever have. Right. So it's. You got to keep that fire burning. You got to find a way and a why and a motivation every day to come to work. And the biggest thing is you don't have a safety net.
Yeah.
So you have to have that or else you won't be able to pay your bills. You won't be able to do this.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of these guys don't have bills. Lucky them, right?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different for some people.
Well, but see, I feel like your why, it starts with your 5-year-old. You're thinking about their future. But I think it's bigger than that. Do you want to come here and suck? Can you live with that?
Absolutely not. Yeah, it's about.
Do you want to come here and coast? Can you live with yourself with
that?
Heck no. So I think sometimes our why, a lot of our people, like, I don't need that much money. And by the way, Greed is terrible. And wanting money for money's sake to get things is not really going to make anybody satisfied.
Yep.
But money's not a bad thing. And a lot in the sales, money is a representation of how good you are and what you do, how consistent you are. That's right. What it becomes, right? There's no reason
you gold. This is gold. Yeah. He's right. Yeah.
There's no reason you can't make money.
Exactly.
And it's not greed and it's not whatever. It's just simply wanting to do your best at the given job you have. So many people show up and coast.
Yep.
Or just when they get enough, they stop. That's really character and integrity issue, right?
Yep. Yep.
So this is funny. So you may not know this. Well, actually, if you some of our classes, you've been the training three times, which was impressive. I love that. And it works, doesn't it?
It works like a charm.
Yeah, man. We'll talk more about
it. Well, because real quick, just to interrupt, I had made this decision to come sell cars back in June of last year, but I was going to give FedEx the rest of the year because they were down bad and I had just gotten into a new team, whatever, long story short. So I had 6 months to prepare. So I'm watching, you know, all different sales trainers all over the world. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I get to the dealership playbook, I'm like, this is legit, man.
Yeah.
If I learn this, I can make 11 grand my first month.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so yeah, thanks for that. Yeah.
Once you find the resources, that's what I was talking about earlier, you got to capitalize on
yeah.
it. So yeah, it's huge.
Very smart. So we talk about Truett Cathy, right?
And yeah.
I started Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
And he said, you only really need three things to be a success. That's it. And the first one is desire and drive. You talked about it.
Yep.
What drives you? The why, right? The motivation. He said, then you have to develop the know-how. What to do, why to do it, how to do it, practice it till you can do it.
Exactly.
And then he said, number three, you got to do it. And he says, everywhere I go, people say they want to be a success, but most people won't do what
yep.
it takes.
Yep.
Is that true?
Absolutely true.
So I think what sets you apart was your willingness to those three things. You had the desire and drive. You took the time to develop the know-how. You knew how important that was.
Exactly.
And then every day you come and take action.
Yep. Yep.
So it's interesting to me that when I walk through the showroom, or yesterday we had a phone call, right? And you're like, hey, I ran into this dude.
Exactly. This right. is what happened. And it happens every day, right? You yeah. want to capitalize. You said you want it to be 100%, but when you're in the people business, it's hard to be 100%.
Yeah.
And yeah, so you got to take those scenarios and ask questions. But yeah, go on.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
But that means you're a student.
Yeah.
So you become a top salesman quickly, and yet you're still looking for ways to improve.
Absolutely.
So when we talk in a dealership playbook and we talk to people about becoming a success, that's what it is. The best always want to become better. That's why we call it students of excellence, right? That's why we say you need to be personally responsible for your attitude, your knowledge, your skills, your actions, and ultimately results, right?
Yep. Yep.
So we have a lot of, I bet, salespeople that aren't living like you are right now in that success, maybe even struggling, yep. right? So if you were to talk to them and they came to you, Brent, what do I do? What would be your advice?
The main thing is ask questions. The second thing is have you went through the day low process?
Okay.
What do you know? I would ask them questions about the actual process itself. But the biggest thing is we have so many resources available to us. Whereas, like you said, when you started, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people in the car business, if you're watching this, you've been in the car business for 10 plus years. They just took you like a crane machine and told you to go sell a car, right?
That's
no training at all,
yeah.
right? So when you have those resources, make sure you're asking good questions. And the huge thing I did, man, is I keep a notepad in my phone, the notes.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my first month I still have it just as a reference, but I had 100 questions on there at least.
Yeah.
When I would go home at night, I would just type in there. And then the next day I would come in. I wouldn't exhaust it all on one person.
Yeah.
I wouldn't kill them all in one
yeah.
day, right? But I would have everybody I needed there to ask and go that route. So make sure you're asking good questions and just staying on top of everything. And you talked about always getting better, right? Even when you're the best. There was a video on Steph Curry the other day I watched. He takes 500 shots a day. You do the math over his X amount of years in his career. He's
yeah.
shot over 2 million practice shots.
Wow.
Right? And
yeah.
he's only made 3,000 shots, 3,000 three-pointers on the court.
Yeah.
So less than 1% of a tenth of his shots that he's taken in his career are actually put into place in the game.
Yeah. So, yeah, Steph Curry, he practices over and over for that opportunity.
Exactly.
So I don't have the ability to be a pro athlete.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't really have a whole to make a great income. I wasn't really gifted. I'm not a doctor level, you know, intellect, whatever. But I do know this. In sales, if you commit to becoming better, there is the resources out there. And if you're a Dealership Playbook subscriber, you definitely have the resources.
Exactly.
You want to be careful what coach you hire. Having a coach is one thing. Having a bad coach is something else.
Yep.
So a lot of these guys you probably watched for 6 months before were the negative reinforced trainers, right? It's kind of pressure. It's like 160-pound 10-year-old.
Kill them. Get all their money. Yeah.
And you can sell cars that way. Just feels bad.
Yeah.
And eventually that's ending. We'd rather be a skilled surgeon.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So your first advice would be ask a lot of questions and do the training. Now, here's a big one for you. What if they lack the why or the motivation? What if they just took a job? What would you say? That's a tough one, isn't it?
You might be in the wrong business.
Your vocational
you
displaced.
Something else. Exactly.
Yeah.
Or you can answer the phones. You can just be a receptionist.
I love that answer. Can I tell you something? I think that a lot of people have never developed that inner flame.
Yeah.
So I think so many people that are living below their potential right now, right? They're not doing the training like you did. They're not asking the questions. It's not because they don't really know they should do it. But there's not a driving force moving them forward, right?
Right?
And it's hard to explain where that driving force comes from. Everything comes from vision. Where there's no vision, the people perish, Solomon said.
Yep.
Your vision, the why, is your family, right? Your child. Your what you would define success at, right? So the person out there who's struggling to get motivated, they got to make a decision, don't they?
Yeah.
Are they in or are they out?
Exactly.
And you're saying if you're out, get out.
Yeah.
Go somewhere where somebody tell you what to do every minute.
Yeah, because somebody like me or a manager that's done it for a long time, think of how many hours they've invested in the people that just end up leaving, right? So it's you don't want to invest your time in somebody that doesn't actually want to be there.
Yeah.
If you want a 9-to-5, Go to Geico.
So this is not a job to come for a paycheck.
Absolutely not, man.
And this has unlimited possibilities for the people that take responsibility.
But the best thing is anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. And they can be really good at it if they want to.
Yeah. I see. I couldn't agree more with that. I know some people are selling in the sky type aspirin. Hey, you know, sign up for this training. You'll make $500,000. Yeah. A lot of people want to lie to you about stuff, right? But what we're talking about is real income.
Yeah.
Income you will have, which is more than most airline pilots make, more than a lot of lawyers make. It's a professional job with professional opportunities.
Yeah.
And with it comes a professional responsibility.
Yep.
That responsibility is to constantly train and improve yourself, isn't it?
Sharpen your blade.
Sharpen the blade and do it every day. So that's cool. So if you're out there and you're struggling, take this. I think that you're right. I think that anybody that says, I want this, can do this. Isn't that kind of crazy?
Absolutely.
That's what I really kind of fell in love with.
No other careers like that.
I don't know one. Yeah. You know, I went to school to be an accountant. I mean, and so I didn't have sales attributes.
Exactly.
But I saw, wow, I could look at this. This is obtainable. But it's not free. It's not automatic. And I think so many people want to show up and have success come up. Now, Truett Cathy, again, started Chick-fil-A before his death. He went around and did, not motivational speaking, but educational speaking to young people that didn't have guidance growing up.
Yeah.
And his main message is what you just said. Everybody says they want to be a success, but are you willing to do what it takes to get there? I think it was Bobby Knight who said, the will to succeed is important, but what's more important is the will to prepare. And I think that's what so many people aren't doing, and that's what set you apart.
Everybody wants those results, but they don't want to put the work in to get them, right?
That's right. Yep. Or they get some and stop. In the car business, you see, you sell cars, just answer the phone. Be the person who answers the phone for the person calling with the right car at the right price.
Exactly.
So that could fool you into thinking that skills and process don't matter.
Yeah.
Because you can sell some cars with absolutely no, be a nice person and work hard.
Yep. Exactly.
But what we're talking about here is living with joy, peace, and satisfaction that can only come from a healthy pride.
Absolutely.
That can only come from the pursuit of your best self. And the rewards come right with it.
No doubt.
You can't improve yourself without improving your results.
No doubt.
Very cool. Is there anything you want to add before we cut off?
No, man. It's a great career. Dave Lowe's process is patented. It's foolproof. It works. There's no gimmicks. There's no games. There's no, you know, I mean, money's very important, right? I mean, money runs the world, but it's not a course on how to go from 200,000 to 400,000 or 300,000 to 500,000. It's just how to live with excellence, how to get better every day, and how to do it the right way as well.
So. That's awesome. Thank you for that endorsement. We appreciate it. Listen, if you're not part of the Dealership Playbook, hit us up and ask us how you can become part of it, or go see us on Automotive Sales Coach's Facebook and hit us up there. If you're a Dealership Playbook subscriber and you're not engaged with training, hopefully Brian's story can encourage you and inspire you to get engaged today. The level of your engagement, you said, the level of your success.
Yeah.
And we see it right here. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. If you like this podcast, please like it, right? And share it with your friends. We'd appreciate that. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Good selling.